Thursday, November 26, 2020, a day of thanksgiving. Opening call to praise and prayer. O God, open our lips.
And our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
We praise your name, O God.
Remembrance of baptism. By word and water, God renews us this day in the living fountain of God's grace, and raises us with Christ Jesus to live a new life in the Spirit.
Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, O God, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
Morning Canticle of Joy. Be joyful in the Lord, all you lands.
Serve the Lord with gladness.
And come before his presence with a song.
Know this, the Lord himself is God.
He himself has made us, and we are his.
We are his people and the sheep of his pasture.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving.
Go into his courts with praise.
Give him thanks and call upon his name.
For the Lord is good.
His mercy is everlasting.
And his faithfulness endures from age to age.
Our morning prayer. The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. New every morning is your love, great God of light, and all day long you are working for good in the world. Stir up in us desire to serve you, to live peacefully with our neighbors, and to devote each day to your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Psalm 80, verses 1 through 7, 17 through 19. Restore us, O God, let your face shine that we may be saved. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock. You who are enthroned upon the cherubim, shine forth. Before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh, stir up your might and come to save us. Restore us, O God, let your face shine that we may be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long will you be angry with your people's prayers? You have fed them with the bread of tears, and given them tears to drink in full measure. You make us the scorn of our neighbors. Our enemies laugh among themselves. Restore us, O God of hosts. Let your face shine that we may be saved. But let your hand be upon the one at your right hand, the one you made strong for yourself. Then we will never turn back from you. Give us life and we will call on your name. Restore us, O Lord God of hosts. Let your face shine that we may be saved. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed. One God, now and forever. Amen. Restore us, O God. Let your face shine that we may be saved.
A reading from God's Word, the book of Revelation, chapter 14, verses 6 through 13. Then I saw another angel flying high overhead with eternal good news to proclaim to those who live on earth and to every nation, tribe, language, and people. He said in a loud voice, "Fear God and give him glory, for the hour of his judgment is coming. Worship the one who made heaven and earth, the sea and springs of water." Another angel, a second one, followed and said, "Fallen and fallen is Babylon the Great. She made all the nations drink the wine of her lustful passion." Then another angel, a third one, followed them and said in a loud voice, "If any worship the beast and its image and receive a mark on their foreheads or hands, They themselves will also drink the wine of God's passionate anger, poured full strength into the cup of his wrath. They will suffer the pain of fire and sulfur in the presence of the holy angels and the Lamb. The smoke of their painful suffering goes up forever and always. There is no rest, day or night, for those who worship the beast and its image, and those who receive the mark of its name. This calls for the endurance of the saints, who keeps God's commandments and keep faith with Jesus. And I heard a voice say from heaven, write this, favored are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, so they can rest from their labors, because their deeds will follow them. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Canticle of Zechariah. We bless you, Adonai, God of Israel, for you come to visit us and ransom us from bondage. You have brought forth a strong deliverer in the house of your child David. This is what your holy prophets announce, deliverance from enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Mercy among our ancestors and remembrance of your holy covenant. This is the promise you swore to our ancestor Abraham, to make us unafraid, to rescue us from our enemies, to serve before you, holy and just, all the days of our lives. And this, my little child, shall be called prophet of the Most High, going before you, Adonai, to prepare your paths, making your people know deliverance by the forgiveness of their sins. Through your merciful compassions, God, our God, the dawn from on high shall visit us, to shine on those kept in dungeons and the shadows of death, and to guide our feet onto the path of peace. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Our commemoration, Sojourner Truth. With an unquenchable passion for equality and the courage to challenge injustice, Sojourner Truth was a legend in her own time, the conscience of the 19th century evangelical reform. As a preacher and lecturer, she devoted her life to the anti-slavery cause, to help freed slaves settle in the West, and to women's suffrage and equal rights. Born Isabella Bonfrey among Dutch-speaking settlers in New York, she was freed in 1827 when New York abolished slavery. Although illiterate, she successfully sued for her son's return from Alabama, where he had been illegally sold in 1826. After her emancipation, she moved to New York City, where she worked as a domestic. She began preaching at camp meetings and joined a utopian community in Massachusetts. In 1843, she changed her name to Sojourner Truth, which described her new life as an itinerant preacher. Her address to the first annual meeting of the American Equal Rights Association.
I am above 80 years old. It is about time for me to be going. I have been 40 years a slave and 40 years free, and would be here 40 years more to have equal rights for all. I suppose I am kept here because something remains for me to do. I suppose I am yet to help to break the chain. I have done a great deal of work, as much as a man, but did not get so much pay. I used to work in the field and bind grain, keeping up with the cradler, but men doing no more got twice as much pay. So with the German women, they work hard in the field and do as much work, but do not get the pay. We do as much, eat as much, we want as much.
Our colleague for Sojourner Truth. Purify us with your holy fire, O God, and send us prophets in our day like Sojourner Truth, whose voice called for cleansing and honesty. Turn our hearts towards others in repentance. Refine our devotion and service to be pleasing to you as when we first loved you. For your mercy, we revere you through Jesus, our Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray.
Prayers for strength and confidence. Heavenly Father, giver of life and health, comfort and relieve your sick servants, and give your power of healing to those who minister to their needs, that those for whom our prayers are offered may be strengthened in their weakness and have confidence in your loving care. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
A prayer for peace among the nations. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, guide the nations of the world into the way of justice and truth, and establish among them the peace which is the fruit of righteousness, that they may become the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Prayers for the courts of justice. Almighty God, who sits in the throne of judging right, we humbly request you to bless the courts of justice and the judges in all this land, and give unto them the spirit of wisdom and understanding, that they may discern the truth and impartially administer the law in the fear of you alone, through him who shall come to be our judge, your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. As it is Thanksgiving Day, we pray a litany of thanksgiving. Let us give thanks to God our Father for all his gifts so freely bestowed upon us, for the beauty and wonder of your creation in earth and sky and sea.
We thank you, Lord.
For all that is gracious in the lives of men and women, revealing the image of Christ.
We thank you, Lord.
For our daily food and drink, our homes and families and our friends.
We thank you, Lord.
For minds to think and hearts to love and hands to serve.
We thank you, Lord.
For health and strength to work and leisure to rest and play.
We thank you, Lord.
For the brave and courageous who are patient in suffering and faithful in adversity.
We thank you, Lord.
For all valiant seekers after truth, liberty, and justice.
We thank you, Lord.
For the communion of saints in all times and places.
We thank you, Lord.
Above all, we give you thanks for the great mercies and promises given to us in Christ Jesus our Lord.
To him be praise and glory, with you, O Father, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Collect of the Week. Almighty and everlasting God, whose will it is to restore all things in your well-beloved Son, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, mercifully grant that the peoples of the earth, divided and enslaved by sin, may be freed and brought together under his most gracious rule, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
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 Let us pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. The concluding prayer. Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power that we may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Our blessing of the day. And I pray that he would unveil within you the unlimited riches of his glory and favor until supernatural strength floods your innermost being with his divine might and explosive power. Then, by constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside you, and the resting place of his love will become the very source and root of your life.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.